Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. S-O-S. Find today's episode and previous editions of the Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
Now, Don Henley, taking you back to the summer of 1985. Man, how time flies. You listen to that tune, it's so timeless. I remember the golden ripples of a Nebraska sun on a certain public park swimming pool that was my daily abode in the morning between the hours of 7 and about 10:30 or 11 o'clock every single morning of my... most of my childhood was spent steeped in chlorine and the local Top 40 radio station. It's amazing how fast life can pass you by. And Sam, that this perspective of how quickly everything is unraveling for us as a human race. And we've talked about this COVID situation. We have soccer players, world-class athletes that are retiring from sport because of myocarditis or pericarditis that they're suffering. NBA players that are choosing to retire because they won't get the vaccine. People have no idea what the long-term effects of this genetic packet delivery system are actually going to be. Well, you've got 10-year-old girls that are having spontaneous menstruation, and you've got 60-year-old women who've already been through menopause that are now suffering endometrial hemorrhage. What the long-term impacts of this? I don't think that even the Patriots are up to speed on what this is about.
No, in reality, even based on the demonic people that assembled the final perfection of the spike protein and the COVID and basically making the chimera, the Frankenstein out of all that biological material, no one really understands where all this is headed. We have some ideas, but the long tail, which means long-term, long tail, T-A-I-L, effects are only in its earliest infancy of beginning to raise its head. I think by the fall, so say the middle of October, we will have a better, not a full, but a better idea of where all this is headed. When winter begins to hit again, I think hell's going to break loose, personally. And so this is what, we're second of July right now. So I'm saying on the show, by the middle part of the fall, before Thanksgiving, I think some really bad, multiple things are going to happen to the people that have had the vaccine and long tail reaction to the underlying disease.
I agree with that. And as I've said, and I've already told this audience repeatedly, the variants were built in with the initial release. There's this idea that they have to make up new versions to release, or that the variants are fake, or whatever the case may be. The variants are built into, when you employ an SHC-014 spike protein, the variants are built in. Because the immunovariability and the amino variability, the protein signature of that spike protein, is already built in, and even the most minute tweak in the combination to that lock, the tumblers of that vault lock, are going to make it capable of evading the immune system and setting off those non-neutralizing antibody cytokine storms inside the body that we're seeing, anaphylaxis, organ failure, and all the rest of it. And I think that there's horrendous naivete on the part of the Patriots set when it comes to what this actually is. It's not simply about whether you get sick or whether you live. Their targets are fertility, longevity, cognition, and longer-term systemic failure inside the human body. And other stuff probably that we're not yet aware of, Sam has rightfully intoned. Find the podcast, www.chadolsonshow.com. This is the SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.